We've got the manager, Joe Arolt, on standby down inside the clubhouse in Kannapolis, and we'll join him now here in the postgame show to hear live. And Joe, once again, this was one where tonight had chances late, had chances really all throughout, just the one inning, and things got away, and you guys come up a little bit short here in the loss against Kannapolis.
Yeah, we were one out away, I believe, in the sixth, and then we ended up giving up the four. It was a wild inning for us, but you know, a lot of good things in the ball game. I like the way Vasilotti threw the ball today. I think you know, just the ball, the way it was coming out of his hand, was a lot better. And Xavier Warren, you know, hitting his first home run from the right side that I've seen. It was a nice piece of hitting. We were right in it, you know, bringing the tie and run. These guys battle. I mean, last night we were down and battled back, had the tie and run at the plate. We're down a bunch of runs. And so these guys don't quit. So that's all I can ask for as a manager.
Yeah, absolutely. Vasilotti, that curveball that he snapped off against Gladney, that was filthy. And I think that was the one that he got the strikeout on. And it looked like he found a groove there. And it just happened to be that I think a ball got lost in the lights in center is what really kind of sparked that. And things kind of, you know, started to fizzle out there in that big inning.
Yeah, it was kind of a deadly combo. It was right there at twilight. You know, it's tough sky. And the lights here are a little tough. They're low lights. So, you know, it was tough play, but I'm just glad the guys went out there and battled. They were grinding out there.
Yeah, Brock Begg looked pretty good in his start too. Just the two unearned runs with the two coming in the first. But I think like Vasilotti and some of the other guys, he found some good moments to build off of and looked pretty strong tonight in his start.
For sure, for sure. It's good to see Brock out there. You know, I think he ended up throwing four innings for us and you know, a couple of unearned runs there in the first. Other than that, he was pretty solid. His changeup's nasty.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, you guys battle, end up making it close. You mentioned that swing by Warren. That's now back-to-back games with him for a home run. He'd been out for a little while, but looks like he has picked up right where he was beginning to kind of get things going before he missed some time. And his swing is pretty good. That inside-out approach is pretty solid.
Yeah, definitely good to have him back in the lineup and then to play his first game at third base, made a few nice plays. So, I mean, showing off his versatility, not only being a switch hitter, being able to play in the infield and behind the plate. So it was impressive for me to watch him, you know, first game out of third base. He looked real comfortable.
One last one, Cam Robinson. And, you know, coming into the season, it was hard to get a gauge as to what you guys would have, obviously, for us anyway. Certainly locally here, we're seeing these guys for the first time. You, of course, have got a chance to see a lot of them in spring training, whether it be this year coming in or in years past. But just strictly by the numbers, Robinson, this is a breakout year. I mean, quite simply, it looks like for him. And tonight, just brilliant stuff at the back end of the bullpen.
Oh, he's nasty. I mean, I think, you know, during the COVID time, I know he was facing a hitter. I can't remember his name, one of his buddies. He just went out every day, and, you know, he was doing live ABs with him, and you know, it really clicked for him. You see the velo up there, 96, and that off-speed stuff. I mean, his breaking balls are nasty. You look at his stuff, like on TrackMan plots, all that. He's got plus stuff. He's having a great year.
Well, it's good to see. And obviously, Joe Gray Jr. is still having a great year, but the hitting streak comes to an end tonight. Kind of impressive, though, to see him not settle, but pick up a walk late. You guys needed runners, so no reason to force it and get on base and try and let the other guys get something going.
I mean, that's one of the things when you're going good, it's been very impressive, not only the numbers he's putting up, the home runs, RBIs, all that stuff, triples, but how he's laying off, you know, nasty pitches. He knows they're going to pitch him tough. He's the guy to look out for, you know, right now. A lot of people are talking about him, and, you know, and for him not to give in, that just shows you quality at-bats. I mean, every AB is going up there, you know, either he's fouling off nasty pitches or, you know, taking the ones out of the zone and taking his walks, and that's what the great hitters do.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for the time. Get him tomorrow. Appreciate it. And good luck when you guys get back out there.
What did that streak end up at anyway?
17 in a row.
The heck of a run, man. He's still got an on-base streak, so we'll give him that. Keep him rocking.
I'll make sure to keep track of that. It's probably longer than 17, actually. Felix Valerio is right there with him, too. So you guys got some guys that are doing some good stuff. And again, we'll see if you can get him tomorrow and get out of the funk there in Kannapolis.
Sounds good, brother. Thank you.
Appreciate it. That is Joe Arolt, of course, the manager of the Mudcats, live in the postgame show. Always appreciate him spending some time to chat with us.